I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her friends give side eye and throw shade between sips. And last New Year's Eve, we almost froze off our nips. It's Watch What Happens Live with Cynthia Bailey and Anderson Cooper now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with my date for New Year's Eve and a woman who's gotten lots of hate from new wife Eva. My first guest tagline may be, I age like fine wine and now I'm ready to chill. But a new man in her life is certainly making her temperature rise all the way up. It's Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey in a jumpsuit. Looking fantastic, runway ready with the girls out. And when he's not being one of America's most trusted news anchors on CNN, excuse me. He is one of the most trusted news anchors in the world. He's also my trusted companion on our AC2 tour, and we are back this year co-hosting CNN's New Year's Eve. Check us out. Welcome back, my friend Anderson Cooper. Hey, have you ever met Anderson?
No, this is my first time.
I feel like such a schlub. You're so beautiful. And I'm like, I should have zhuzhed up.
I mean, I'm not bad for a vet, honey. Not too shabby.
Okay.
What is up? Why is she so shady to you?
I don't know. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, in person, you know, when Eva and I are together, she's always like super nice. But apparently behind my back, mm-hmm. she has a lot of shade to throw.
All right. Over at the bar, he is the star of One Crazy Christmas on BET. So I invited him here to spike the eggnog. Say hi to Anton Peoples. Hey, Anton. Good to see you. Christmas, right?
Yes.
Good.
It's a naughty, naughty take on a Christmas movie for sure.
Oh, good. All right. I like it. Let's get started. Anderson, I loved it last week when you compared Trump's Oval Office appearance to a Housewives reunion.
It was homage to you, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Yes. Cynthia, apparently Eva's idea of model behavior, as we were just discussing, is throwing shade at you. Take a look.
Okay. The difference between Cynthia and I's modeling styles, I think it's about 20 years.
I'm 33, she's 51. Come on up here, Miss Maddie.
Show us a veteran walk.
Another veteran walk?
Yeah. Show us how they used to do it. The word on the street is I do Bailey moves. She's the mother. I'm a model. I'm sorry, when's the last time you saw a model with a big booty? Cynthia, the only one I know.
Well, okay, to Eva's defense, I do have a big butt, so I'll take that. In terms of age, you know, I mean, Andy, probably of all the housewives in the whole franchise, I'm the only one that probably owns my age the most. So I never claim to be younger than Eva. So if that's what they're calling it, you know, that means I'm a vet, then that's fine. But I think on this show, she said it was like a compliment or an honor, right?
Yes.
So I think it was a compliment.
Well, the ladies of Atlanta really enjoy a steamy bus moment, but when it comes to talking dirty, some are a little more talented than others. Check this out.
To the air. Let the lady next to you suck your first two fingers. Five, four, three, two. I got a little tingling feeling in my vajayjay. Call your boo and talk dirty to him.
I was thinking about how you eat it from the back sometimes.
I would like to a smother type on your, you know, facial region.
Eva, your phone sex is so bad, even I'm dry.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
I mean, I'm a little conservative, but I say I'm a lot more. I mean, I could have done way better than that.
Yes, and Anderson, you're very big into phone sex, aren't you?
No.
Yes. over on Vanderpump Rules tonight, Schwartz showed us that his hangover outfit of choice is a muumuu. I think that's cute. Don't you feel like getting in a muumuu sometimes, Anderson?
Who are these people?
That was Vanderpump Rules. Okay, listen, Cynthia and Anderson are here to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, when this season started, we learned that Cynthia was dating a super handsome guy named Mike, and that hot Mike has caused Cynthia to give a lot of lovey-dovey feedback. Take a look.
Mike Hill, we've been dating for about 3 months now. I had so much fun with you when you came to Atlanta.
I do see a lifelong relationship.
You always seem like you're in control.
You know, I like to be in control.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like to be in control. I jump out of cake for me.
Oh, I am the cake. Mike and I really like each other a lot. Our little Instagram hashtag is chill. We are very much exclusive.
Wow. Okay, here's what. Since Mike has been swimming in the cool waters of Lake Bailey all season now, I want to dip my toes in and ask a few questions. How long have you two been together now?
We actually met in February of this year, and we've been exclusive for about 5 months now.
Guess how they met, Anderson?
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, they met on the Steve Harvey Show.
Oh, really?
He set you up with Mike Hill on the Steve Harvey Show.
Isn't that wild? Steve Harvey's never set me up with anybody.
Yeah, I know.
I can make some phone calls.
You can make some phone calls?
He did give me a suit one time.
Did he?
Yeah, one of those old Steve Harvey suits.
Really?
I talked about it publicly, and he sent me one. I love it.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Have you ever worn it?
I have worn it,
yes.
Yeah.
Had Mike watched you on the show prior to meeting you?
Yes, he had watched the show.
Oh, really? So he was already interested.
Exactly
what does Peter think of Mike? Have they met?
No, they have not met, and I'm not really sure what he thinks about it.
And within what time frame are you hoping for a proposal, Cynthia?
Well, you know, at this ripe old age of 51, Mike is 48, you know, we're not really rushing. I mean, we have very serious intentions. I'm open to getting married again.
Do you get along with his kids?
But it's not like we don't have like a deadline.
Do you get along with his kids?
I do. I haven't met his two daughters yet, but I've like FaceTime with them. They live in Maryland. Mike lives in LA. It's like a lot going on.
Okay.
I live in Atlanta. Mike lives in Atlanta. His kids live in Maryland.
So. All right. Thank you very much, Cynthia. Second on Tonight's Atlanta, the topic of Eva's surprise, or was it, bachelorette party came up. And here's what, rather than celebrating with penis straws, all the ladies accused her of being a total dick. Watch.
Eva, how was your bachelorette party?
It was a surprise, like girls trip kind of. But I was invited like a while ago, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, I'm confused. How is it a surprise if you invited Portia?
Was it a surprise or was it not a surprise?
For me, it was.
Why was NeNe not invited?
It just seemed weird that Portia would be invited and NeNe not invited.
And then purposely not inviting.
When you speak about her, it's like she's like a big sister to you and all this stuff. So it implies that you guys are like super close.
Even if you thought a person was busy, you still extend the invite.
I don't know if I would have gone to Eva's bachelorette party, but an invite would have been f-ing nice.
Were you surprised she wasn't invited?
I was, yeah. Because, you know, Eva looks at NeNe like a big sister, and she did invite her to speak at her wedding. So she kind of is a part of the whole wedding thing. So I just thought it'd be nice to at least give her, you know, extend an offer.
Okay, finally, in just over 2 weeks, as co-hosts of CNN's New Year's Eve, Anderson and I will once again get to watch the ball drop together. But when it comes to knowing fun facts about each other, will we drop the ball tonight? Here's what, it's time for the Clubhouse Classic game. 1-2 AC, round 3. Cynthia, you're going to ask a question, then count 1-2 AC, and we both have to answer at the same time,
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be great. We finally get to know y'all's tea instead of you guys knowing our tea.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Okay. What is Anderson's favorite food to eat while stoned?
Anderson's?
What is Andy's favorite food?
I was going to say, Anderson is not really a stoner.
Okay. I was like,
Anderson's like, what? Okay. What is Andy's favorite food to eat while stoned? One, two, AC.
Doritos.
Anything. Okay.
All right, is it Doritos or anything?
No, none of these is eat Doritos. He licks off the cheese.
Yes. Oh, you lick off the salt and stuff first. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right.
What's the one thing people don't know about the two of you? This should be good. One, two, AC.
That we're Eskimo brothers.
What?
What is that? What does that mean?
Look, you gotta look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Eskimo
I can't
brothers?
Say it on the show.
I don't even know if that's true.
It's true. We just found this out a few weeks ago. Okay.
Okay, all right, let's move on. If Anderson were
look
an
at,
animal.
He's really blushing. Okay. Everyone's right. Like, Eskimo? Okay.
All right.
I'm like, why did I agree to be on this?
Right. What am I doing right now?
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
If Anderson were an animal, what kind of animal would it be? One, two, AC.
A sloth.
Oh,
yes!
Oh,
okay. He looks like a sloth. He loves a sloth.
I love sloths. I love sloths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really think you look that much like a sloth. Like
I don't know that I look like one, but I love them.
Right, you love them.
No, they're all white.
Right.
Well, no,
right,
they're not. But they poop once a week. And they lose a third of their body weight when they poop. And they sleep 18 hours a day.
Oh.
Little known fact.
Mr. Oh, okay. Facts. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Who probably watched porn more recently, Anderson or Andy? One, two, AC.
Andy.
Okay. I was going to go with this. Okay.
Let's do one more.
You know,
one
I'm
more.
Still getting to know you, and I actually could have answered that.
Yeah, exactly. But
all right. If Anderson got arrested, who would he call to bail him out of jail? One, two, AC.
Me.
Attorney.
Oh.
Oh, you.
Now, you
know that I would always
pick
up, and then I would do a phone tree of people. First, I would tweet it out. Oh, my God, Anderson's been arrested. Thank you very much, Cynthia, for leading that. Let's go to Patty from Dallas. Hey, Patty, what's your question for Cynthia?
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Cynthia. Why were you coming down so hard on Eva for not inviting Nene to her bachelorette party when Kenya invited no one, especially you, to her wedding?
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
All right. Well, number one, I don't think I was coming down hard on Eva about it. I think all the ladies, you know, just honestly wanted to know why she wasn't invited. I don't think I really wore out about it.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And then in terms of Kenya not inviting me to her wedding, I think we addressed it at the reunion. I wasn't happy about it, but I couldn't just show up to someone's wedding that I wasn't invited to.
No, you couldn't. Let's go to Morgan from Missouri for Anderson Cooper. Hey, Morgan.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, guys. Okay, rate these guys in order of hotness. Are you ready?
Okay.
Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, and Jake Tapper.
Oh, man. This is like an HR issue.
Well, guess what? You did it in the right order. It's Cuomo, Lemon, Tapper.
Yeah.
What I think. Okay. Whose arms are bigger,
Cuomo's.
Yours or Cuomo's?
Cuomo, Chris Cuomo's.
Yours are pretty big, right, Cynthia?
No, Chris is in great shape.
Yeah. On next week, he's funny to touch, right?
Yes.
Anderson, do you like being touched?
Mm. Oh, you don't like, oh, you don't like being touched?
By Cynthia. Not by Andy. Yes. But
I mean, it's not like I'm trying to touch you so much. On next week's Atlanta, Marlo comes for Shamari's fashion in a rather blunt fashion. Here's a sneak peek.
Miss Marlo came into my room and wanted to dress me today.
Anyone at this table can dress you better than how you come.
They do, bitch.
We're not gonna go bitch now.
I'm sorry, bitch. That came out at the wrong time.
Don't call me a B-I-T-C-H anymore.
Whatever, bitch.
Say it one more time.
Bitch.
Your mama the bitch.
No, your mama's the bitch.
Your voice is awful.
I was an A-list when you was an alien.
Girl, that was back then. What are you now?
You are dismissed. Go play in traffic. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. That bitch word. Woo.
They don't like the B word.
This bitch and mama does not
No. Anderson, Carla G said, without naming names, is there a friend of Andy's you can't stand?
I'm sure there is, but I know you have so many like real great friendships. It's nice to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
Oh, actually, there is.
Took me a while. Oh, I know.
Yes,
I know.
No, I'm not. But I've maybe ever formed.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Let's go to Carla from Ohio for Anderson Cooper. Hey, Carla, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, first, I've got to say, I really missed the Bank Street updates on Instagram.
I cleaned up the trash. What can I do?
You did. It's awesome. It's
Thank
fabulous.
You.
Anderson.
Yes.
What was the most ridiculous or baffling story that you ended up covering in 2018?
The most ridiculous or baffling story?
Yeah.
Man, this is like Sophie's Choice.
I know. I mean, you were interviewing the real mistresses of Donald Trump all year.
Those were all serious interviews. I don't know. I feel like we're living in very surreal times. So I feel like every day is sort of a surreal experience.
Yes, it is. Well, Cynthia may have fired up the grill for her Bailey Q a few weeks back, but at tonight's Andy Q, my guests are the ones who are getting grilled. We're going to bring back the game from the Bailey Q called Pass the Peach. Okay, we're going to take turns asking shady-ass questions from this bowl, and then we're going to pass this little peach, they're not really in season right now, to whoever we want to answer the question. Okay, I'll go first. So the question is, rate how hot the other two people are on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. That's hard. Okay, you're like, you both are like high 9.
All right.
Name one celebrity you would hate to see naked.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I think I would be uncomfortable seeing you naked, Andy.
Okay.
I would.
That's
just because
all right.
I know you.
Yes,
well,
okay.
I'm getting to know you, but I just don't want to know
oh,
you
I
that
love
well.
It that you say you're getting to know me. That's what she always says. She said at the reunion last year she doesn't know me. She's getting to know me. We've known each other 9 years.
I know, but we never
like
hang
7
out.
Years. I know, but I mean, we've spent a
like,
lot
guys
of time
know each
together.
Other. I know, but you guys
Cynthia,
know each other.
We've spent so much time together.
I know, but I still want to see you naked.
Housewife, I would be offended by this, and we would really be good. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you take it now.
All right. What celebrity are you tired of seeing all over the news? I like putting Anderson in the hot seat.
Yeah,
he's so comfortable with
yeah,
it.
I know.
He just loves being
in Anderson.
The hot. Yeah, Anderson.
Andy will
be
shady.
Go ahead, shady boots.
God, I want to eat this. Freaking
all right, this
Kanye.
Not-
Okay. Is that right. Okay? Oh,
yeah,
is that bad?
Kanye is.
Who is the most surprising or embarrassing person you've ever had a sex dream about?
Ooh, I've had a lot of, like, I've had sex dreams about different people, like random people, like, random, like, celebrity people, but I don't like, want to say. I really don't want to say.
Any other housewives'
husbands? I want
to pass
Peach or plead the fifth or whatever.
I had one. Bill Clinton. let's go to Melissa from Virginia. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, Cynthia, hi.
Hi.
My question for you is, do you think Candy is looking out for Portia by spreading all this Dennis gossip, or is she just trying to be messy and mean?
Okay. Well, on our show, we do tend to tell each other's business to the group if we hear anything. So Portia's definitely not exclusive in getting news about her new bae. It happened to me. It's happened to quite a few girls on the show. So do I think she's being messy? I think it's one of those things where once she puts it out there, you know, obviously Portia can just take the information and do what she wants to do with it. I don't think Candy really cares one way or the other what happens in the end. I just think she wants her to know, like, this is what I'm hearing.
Anderson, Lou E. wants to know if your mom is planning on writing another book.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's
you proofread one of her books, right?
I did. She wrote a romance memoir about all the gentlemen that she has known, like known in the, you know, like Howard Hughes and like Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, like hot Marlon Brando, not like Apocalypse Now Marlon Brando. And yeah, she asked me to proofread it. And I was like, really? Like, that's...
Wasn't there some, say the line that was in there.
She asked me to proofread it, and she was described, this was when she was like 87 years old, and she was describing a man she was currently dating at the time. And she described him as the Nijinsky of cunnilingus. Yeah, and I mean, the sad thing is I had to look up both words.
Oh my God.
I asked her to take that part out. She didn't take it out.
She didn't, okay. Lydia E. emailed, Anderson, have you committed to getting a tattoo for your 51st birthday yet?
No, I'm still mulling it over. I've been mulling it over for 20 years.
I know.
Yeah, I got one for my 50th.
Did you really?
I did. It's a little small cross.
Oh, I like it. I like the back tattoo. I have a whole file on Instagram of like tattoos I like, where I like them. Yeah.
Where would you get it?
Bang Bang in New York.
No, sweetie, where on your body?
Where on your body?
They have really good tattoo artists over there.
Like a tramp stamp?
I like upper back, I like inside the bicep. Mm-hmm.
It's the time has passed.
I know, that's right.
No, that's not true. It. Don't let him tattoo.
No, but she got like a classy one right here, just a little.
But he's classy too.
He's gonna get a big snake on his back. Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. You know, Anderson and I have been friends for almost 30 years. We tour together, we host New Year's Eve together, and the truth is, sometimes I annoy the out of him, and he puts up with it. So tonight's mazel goes to him, and the jackal goes to me. Here's how much I bug him.
Okay, I want to talk to you now about Anderson. I think you got even paler in Helsinki. Grumpy.
How was your pulled pork and barbecue, Daddy?
You mother...
Are you gay? Are you gay?
Well, you're a little panda. You ready, Foxy? I think your arms might be bigger than Chris Cuomo. He's just on his phone.
Look, you look like that sculpture.
Am I bugging you?
Oh my God, are you still talking?
Hey everybody, it's Andy with Cynthia and Anderson and Anton. Anton's movie is called One Crazy Christmas. It's on BET. And when does it air, Anton?
It actually aired 2 weeks ago.
And it's still airing.
It's still running.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, good. You're milking the crap out of it.
Man, I'm milking.
Yes.
They are too.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We both are.
You know. Yes, good. All right. Use each other.
Hey.
Yeah. Let's go to, by the way Anderson and I met is that we were set up on a blind date.
Yes. No
blind
way.
Blind date never happened. We spoke on the phone and he thought I was gesticulating too much and he wasn't interested.
Yes.
Really?
And he violated my cardinal rule, which is he asked me about my mom within the first like 30 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, just real quick, I wanted to tell you that as a huge Diamondbacks fan, my grief over losing Paul Goldschmidt went a little less knowing that he's going to your favorite team.
Thank you. We're excited.
It's, you know, it had to happen, unfortunately.
Bittersweet.
But I wanted to ask Anderson, what is the most embarrassing thing that Andy's ever said in front of you?
Tell the room service story?
Yeah.
So we were in Philly. We did our show there, and after the show, we went back to the hotel where we were staying, and we came to my room to order some cheap Philly cheesesteaks because Andy really wanted Philly cheesesteaks in that moment, and he was being really kind of aggressive with the person on the other end of the phone in room service. And he kept calling them back because it was taking a while. He was like, it's a double rush. It's a double rush. And I finally was like, Andy, you're being kind of a jerk to that person. He goes, it's okay. They think I'm you.
They kept
kept saying, "We're sorry, Mr. Cooper." Right away, Mr. Cooper. I'm like, "Well, it's a double rush." It was awesome. I loved it. Let's go to Haley from New York. Hey, Haley, what's your question?
Hi, Clubhouse gang. My question is for Cynthia Bailey. Okay. Cynthia, I must say you are redefining the term "black does not crack." First of all, but my cue.
Thanks.
Can a white person say that?
No, I'm not white.
Oh, you're not white. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Well,
everything's
good. But I think they can. Even if she was, I think it's okay.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a compliment.
Okay. How has Mimi been doing with Craig? And do you know why she called him grouchy on Twitter?
Who did he, what
Nene
was,
called Greg grouchy on Twitter.
Oh,
she's been having a hard time.
Oh, you're talking about the tweet. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I do know that, you know, she has been, you know, going through a lot with, you know, dealing with this illness. And I guess that day must have been grouchy.
Right. I love it when Cynthia gets a question. Sometimes she'll be like, she has to unpack it in her head. And I see it every time. She's trying to figure out there is. And then she's also like, okay, how am I going to do this? Like, I see her working.
The wheels are turning.
She always does well,
by the way. I'm like,
this
is a trick question. Yes. She goes really right and really wrong.
She always
does.
Tread
lightly.
It's really good.
I feel like we're both doing that
in
totally different ways.
We're like the same.
Like, who am I going to offend?
I know, right?
I know. Let's go to Annie from New Hampshire. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Hi, I just wanted to say hi to all the guests. Cynthia, you're my favorite housewife.
Oh, thank you.
And I just wanted to say I have a question for my favorite Silver Fox.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, were you surprised by Michael Cohen's sentencing last weekend?
Well,
you want me to take that one?
you can take it.
No, you know, prosecutors had asked actually for, pretty much the maximum. They only were asking for a slight reduction because they said he hadn't cooperated fully. So it didn't really surprise me. I mean, some people felt, you know, that Michael Cohen actually got off lightly compared to what he could have gotten. You know, it's possible he could choose to cooperate more if there's some more information that he has, and that could actually reduce his sentence more. So we'll see.
Interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, it is interesting.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it when you talk about politics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like so cool to like be getting it in person. I usually have to watch CNN and hear you talk about this stuff.
It's
so
like
it's
the lady at one of the, what was it? Where was that show where she won every time I said her name?
Oh my God, this woman stood up in, I can't remember what city. Oh, it was in San Francisco. She stood up and she had such a crush on Anderson. And she goes, "Will you say my name? I just want to hear you say my name." And her name was like Najin or something. And Anderson's like, "Najin, well, Najin, well, Najin." And every time he said it, she was like, ah! And I go, "Well, I'm going to say it now." And I was like, "Thank you, Najin, you." And she was like, mm-hmm.
Not the same.
No, it was really not the same. Yeah. I want to thank Cynthia and Anderson.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Business can mean a lot of things.
For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.